Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Back up, you creep.
So beat the drum with me.
Get away from me.
I'm not America, sweetheart.
Yes, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, Annie Fry joining us this morning, host of the Annie Fry Show, which did indeed get preempted by Ambassador Taylor the other day and George Kent. Annie, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing all right. Except we're going to be missing the last hour of our show, looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think these days are exciting. I mean, we didn't exactly get preempted. We covered it live and came back. I think we did our 2 o'clock hour. They were still doing a couple of the last, I guess, Democrats that needed to, because there's much more Democrats on this committee than Republicans due to the makeup of the House. Well, that's on the American people. But you know, I think these days are exciting. I think that it's interesting to get that, what we determined we were going to call the original source, original document of what's taking place, and be able to react to it in real time. So yeah, we'll definitely be listening in, continuing here on the Mark Cox Morning Show, and as the coverage starts and seeing what happens.
You know, the thing I'm observing that we've seen is the strategy by the Democrats shifting here, because initially they thought that you know, there were questions about whether or not this was even a legitimate impeachment inquiry, so they held the vote to make it official, even though the rules weren't fair. That's fine. Then they shifted from calling it quid pro quo to extortion, and now yesterday Nancy Pelosi came on and she shifted once again, and she accused the president of bribery. And of course, the importance of that term is that bribery is one of the words mentioned by the founders as a reason to impeach someone. First time we've heard that from them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to have to watch them make the case to the American people that we sent our representatives to the House to do, in fact, what these Democrats are trying to do. And hey, if they can make the case to the American people that this actually happened, then it's their responsibility to do that. I think they've been miserable, abject failures in doing that so far. And every time they take another stab at this, they fall flatter on their face. So, you know, I'm trying to think of what this Democrat majority has done for the American people since 2018. It's very frustrating to me to know that the first, it's probably not even the first, but the last major lie that Adam Schiff was peddling to the American people. I mean, when you think about the arrogance behind the way he talked about what he had on Donald Trump regarding the Russia investigation.
Yes.
And how it was like, I know things, and when you all understand what I know, you'll be right here with me. Well, he sure as heck didn't get into that conversation with Robert Mueller, because Robert Mueller spent millions and millions and millions of dollars of taxpayer money, money that you and I are working hard every day to try to earn for ourselves and our, you know, average existence here in flyover country. And we're working our tails off, and they're spending this money like drunken sailors in Capitol Hill to try to oust the president that we voted into office. Adam Schiff tells us, hey, this is, we've got it. We know we have it. It's in plain sight. And there's nothing there. So forgive me, and likely forgive, you know, Mark Cox and the rest of us with a little bit of common sense left in our brains here, even though we spent so much time watching Capitol Hill. It's just like fries brain cells on the daily. Forgive us while we don't look at Adam Schiff and go, well, thank you so much for doing this civic duty for the American people. We're so grateful that, you know, your highness is in there to do this on behalf of the American people. He's doing it on behalf of Adam Schiff, the Democratic Party. It's as clear as can be. And if I stand corrected, in the event that something comes out and I feel as though that is shifted. But Adam Schiff has been an abject failure so far, and it can become difficult to watch. But nonetheless, it is important to know what is going on, because we will remember these Democrats come next November, and I can't wait to see what Donald Trump is able to do with this malfeasance on the Democrat part in the House.
He didn't seem too worried about it. I don't know if you got to see any of his speech last night down in Louisiana. He was talking about the absurdity of their allegation that he was taking action in Ukraine to benefit himself. Go to cut 17.
So we took down Bush, Clinton, Obama, with no experience, but I had you, and we won. So think about that. And then think about me. Gee, let's get some help from Ukraine in order to beat sleepy Joe Biden. I don't think so.
The president having a little bit of fun with it last night, Annie. And, you know, speaking of Joe Biden, I don't know if you've heard this yet this morning. He made a couple more gaffes yesterday on the campaign trail. And, you know, we've seen the former, is it Duvall? Is that his name? The former Massachusetts governor announced he's running for president. They're all worried about Biden a little bit. Go to cut 28, please.
Remember what he said? He said what no president has ever said, including Andrew Johnson before the Civil War.
Yeah, Andrew Johnson wasn't elected until 1865 after the Civil War. I don't know what, I don't know if he was going to Andrew Jackson. I don't know what his intention was there.
Neither does he.
Wouldn't make sense either.
No, that wouldn't, would it?
No.
It wouldn't. That wouldn't make any sense either.
It's funny that the Democrats are so concerned about the field of candidates that are out there that you've got somebody coming in who we have to say, or whatever his name was, before we introduce the new guy who's in the Democratic primary race. I don't believe, I've never been, and I've said this consistently, and I don't know that many people agree with it, but I still think it. I don't think Biden's gaffes are going to matter. I don't think that if he says something stupid or historically incredibly inaccurate, even to the extent of when he was in office, regarding the Parkland school shooting that took place, like, He is a gaffe machine, but at the same time, there is a pretty sizable group of people in the American public who would be happy to vote for Joe Biden if that meant removing Donald Trump from office. The question is, what does the Democratic Party have to offer the American people if they take the presidency back? And the people who are out there with real ideas, who are running on a vision for America as opposed to just Trump bad, they want socialism. The American people are not going to be for that. So the reason Joe Biden gets to linger in this race is because he isn't the socialist candidate that exists in there. They're so, I think Democratic voters, you know, God bless them for being in this country and being like, you know, socialism is just a bridge too far for me. That kind of warms my heart. But Joe Biden is what's left. So you get a Bloomberg in there, you get a Pete Buttigieg, who, I'll tell you what, that man is one polished politician. He says things the way you're supposed to say things. He says things that are, you listen to the dulcet tones of his voice, although sometimes he sounds like John C. Reilly, and you hear what he has to say, and it's as if this is what he was born to do. The problem is he's pretty far to the left as well. Sure. And I don't see a lot of support, enough support for Pete Buttigieg right now as it is. I think that he is the sleeper. And I think that Joe Biden's constant presence saying goofy things like that is what makes Pete Buttigieg the sleeper in the Democratic primary.
Well, the scary thing about Buttigieg is, believe it or not, he's got more executive experience than Barack Obama did, who got voted into the Oval Office. That frightens me a little bit. What Joe Biden's running on is the fact that he would be an Obama reboot. He's basically promising, I'll go back to what Barack Obama did if you elect me. And now Obama's best friend, Deval Patrick, has been urged to jump into the race. And I saw an article yesterday suggesting that it was Barack Obama who pushed him into this race because he didn't see a good alternative to Elizabeth Warren, and they're afraid Biden is faltering here. which the article said was the biggest slap in the face ever in the history of presidential politics in this country. That Obama's not endorsing his vice president. He's pushing this other guy to get into the race. They've got a mess on their hands.
Especially when when the guy's trying to reboot your policy and say, hey, Obama was so great, let's do that again. And he's like,
I don't know.
But let's shift gears here for a second, because I think this is completely relevant to this very conversation, is the pending IG report. Some are suggesting that it might come out early next week. It is believed, I wouldn't bet on this because we've been told this before, but it's believed that we're definitely going to get it at or right before Thanksgiving. And if the IG report is as damning as it could be, not necessarily as it will be, but the scope of the IG report, which is an investigation into what in the world happened in the 2016 election and onward behind the Steele dossier, which was a completely fabricated document that was proven almost entirely false, but was used by people in very high places to try to oust this candidate, Donald Trump, from the race. And then the president of the United States, at the behest of millions of dollars of taxpayer money, how'd that all happen? What went into that? Well, let's not forget who was in charge when all of this was happening. And when we look at the struck Lisa Page text, when they say that the Oval Office wants to know what's going on, Obama's name is kind of tinkering around in those conversations. We don't know what we don't know yet, but that IG report is looming over the American people, and the people who could be caught up in the web of that, if it isn't Obama, if it doesn't go that high, there are some names that people are going to recognize when they come out with the IG report, and then we start to understand why it spurred the Durham criminal investigation. Criminal investigation suggesting there are crimes that have been committed because of the way they tried to investigate a candidate for the president of the United States. Gee whiz, sounds an awful lot like what they're trying to pin on Trump,
right,
talking with Ukraine to try to get dirt on a political opponent. The same thing. And when this IG report comes out and we find out who's being criminally investigated, maybe there's a specific interest for Barack Obama to ensure that the Democrats, any Democrat, wins this election in 2020, because Donald Trump continuing to do what he does and root out this type of corruption and nastiness that exists on Capitol Hill, which in my opinion is the reason why Americans sent him to the Oval Office, it's not working out so well for the Obamas.
No, not at all. You know, Annie, I heard you talking about this a little bit near the end of your show yesterday, because the news had just broken about this shooting in California. Before any details came out about this, at least six or seven of the major Democratic candidates for president sent out tweets condemning the violence and claiming they would put an end to it if they were just elected president. We find out, of course, when the facts came out, it's a 16-year-old high school student who clearly either stole the gun or got it from his deceased father's collection of firearms and went to school and shot some fellow classmates. No change in any gun law would have impacted that or prevented it. This knee-jerk reaction, it's a horrible tragedy, but it gets us back to the fact that a lot of folks in this country have one goal with gun control, and they don't care what the facts are of any of these shootings.
Yeah, I made a point yesterday because these details were unfolding during our show, the press conference with the police officers and the investigators and the first responders was during our show. And I'm sick of this. I'm absolutely sick and tired of bullet casings still being on the ground and we're having any kind of political fight around this.
Right.
And if you look at what is taking place in our country, but even in the world today, and you see these events unfolding, there's, in my opinion, no other explanation outside of human brokenness and a sadness that exists in a broken people. And I do not understand in my small little brain how any individual could have the audacity to tweet, to speak, to make a statement that suggests that they themselves are going to be a part of the responsibility to make something like this never happen again. Like, who do you really think you are? How awesome are you to insert yourself into this decision and say, if you elect me, I'll stop this from happening? Well, where you been? I mean, half these people have been in office for decades and decades. How has this been happening, developing over the last decades when you've been in the Senate for 1,000 years? Why is this happening on your watch? I mean, if that's the way you want to, if that's the way you want to say it, I always go back to Beto O'Rourke in the last debate that he somehow managed to still be in. We're talking about racism, and he's like, well, you know, this has really been a problem since 1619. And then he goes on to talk about how if you elect him, it's going to stop. I mean, the arrogance, the ego that exists in that statement blows my mind. What we need to understand is that every time there's a problem in our country, we do not need to look at the government for the solution. The government is rarely the solution. We're the solution. We need to learn how to treat each other better. We need to learn our priorities. Amen. We need to focus on those priorities. And that's where the answer will lie, at least in my opinion, until Jesus comes back.
Annie Fry, well stated as usual. We'll
get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.